Good morning, dear Aurelians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of those who are listeners from near and far. Today is Thursday, 24th of July, and it's partly cloudy here in Auroville on 28 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says very warm with times of clouds and sun throughout the day and partly cloudy over the night. Temperatures ranging from low 27 to high 37 degrees Celsius with heat index on 39. Westerly winds on 11 km per hour with gusts on 18 km per hour. Maximum ultraviolet index is on 9, which is high. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 6%. On Saturday 26 it will be new. Today between 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. we are invited to the Shivan Temple in Irumbai village to enjoy Mohanam students' performance of Bharatanatyam at Salamgai Puja. Tomorrow, troubadours at 5:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zoo will join the World Poetry Movement for 1000 Years of Peace. And we are all welcome to join them with our poems in our respective languages. On Saturday, 26 at 7 p.m., Adi Shakti present workshop Exploring the Gendered Body in Performance by Veena Basavarajai. On Monday, 28 of July at 11 a.m., we are invited to a concentration at Law School, which has relocated. It is now settling slowly into its new home, which is between Kalabumi and Future School. They invited us to join them, and a special welcome is for all those who experience learning or teaching in the many years since 1985. On Saturday 26 at 4:30 p.m. at Gallery Square Circle, Kalakendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, an international zone will inaugurate Ragas for Coltrane and Cage, an exhibition of paintings by Jürgen Putz. The exhibition will be on display between 26 of July to 17 of August. The Resident Assembly Service team is not clear if we need another general meeting for refreshing. Normally, it's advices for the Auroville Council and the Resident Assembly Service to have a refreshing general meeting 2 weeks before a decision-making event. We had our last updating general meeting more than 2 months ago on 6th of May. So background information is, on 25th of June, the Auroville Council updated it with the following sentence. The proposed revised mandate will be submitted to the Resident Assembly for its decision. The FMC is asking for a decision-making event. And the proposed date for it is Saturday, 16th of August. The question of the event would be approval of the proposed revised FMC mandate dated 23rd of September 2013, latest update 25th of June 2014. I agree to the update version of FMC mandate published in the News and Notes number 557 on the 26th of July. And the answers should be just yes or no. So Resident Assembly Service is asking us to give them our comments and advices. And following the announcement from the Working Committee and the Residence Service in regards to residence, places of work and residence in Auroville. It's a request from Mr. Bala Bhaskar, Secretary of the Auroville Foundation, and we are informed on the following changes. First, all residents of Auroville, Indian, non-India, OCI or PIO holders alike are requested to inform the Residence Service whether they are currently living in an Auroville settlement and whether they are working for an activity related to Auroville at least once every 6 months, that is, in January and July, or whenever it's a change of residence or work. Second, Auroville residents, especially youth, who have had a 5-year visa earlier, who might be returning after staying out of India for a long time and now requesting for a 5-year visa to return to Auroville, will have to justify the request, which can be considered on a case-to-case basis. The 5-year visa is for permanent residents. And third, B forms. Resident Service, in collaboration with Entry Service, will finalize the list of all those who are residing in Auroville and have not signed the B form, age above 18. Then the secretary will be requested to include these names in the register of residents. And fourth, as stated in point number 1, Auroville residents holding an OCI or PIO card must register themselves with the resident service and inform about their visits out of Auroville on a regular basis. The OCI and PIO status does not exempt people from keeping the resident service informed on their whereabouts and activities. And fifth, yearly meeting of every registered resident with the resident service and the secretary is required, which will be facilitated by the working committee. And sixth, 5-year visa will be recommended for resident staying in Auroville a minimum of 9 months per year. Exceptions will be considered on a case-by-case basis. In case a resident stays more than 9 months a year outside of Auroville, a 1-year visa will be recommended. Rakesh Tiwari has passed on. Rakesh, who joined Auroville in 2002 and worked in different capacities at various places in Auroville till 2008 has moved on to another world last week. It is learned that sudden death happened due to the heart-related medical condition. Rakesh, along with his wife, was working with NGOs in Sudan and some United Nations program. In Oroville, apart from taking care of Needham guest house for many years, Rakesh worked in Matamandir, Our Future, and Rakesh was from Lucknow City in North India. He had many friends in Oroville and he would be known for his very compassionate, friendly and nature and simple lifestyle. Our heartfelt condolences to his family, members and prayers for his onward journey. On Saturday 26, we were invited by Aha Kindergarten to create permaculture garden with Krishna from Solitude between 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. As Krishna said, it is part of their effort to become self-sustainable and also link nutrition with education. It would be a great help if community join in their effort to grow and promote our own local food. They ask you to bring any gardening tools you have. And there are two announcements: that gas service will be closed for stock taking on Thursday, 31st of July. And Nandini Tailory section will take no orders from Saturday 26th to Thursday, 31st of July. They start on again on Saturday, 2nd of August. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Bharat Nivas Auditorium, they will screen Call Me Savage or Aka Lovers Like Us, directed by Jean-Paul Rappenau, and was made in France in 1975 with Yves Montand and Catherine Deneuve. At Ecofilm Club at Sadana Forest, also tomorrow, but at 7 p.m. we can see Watermark documentary, directed by Jennifer Beichwald and Edward Bertniski. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall at 8 p.m. we can see tonight French romance drama Grand Central, made in France in 2013 by director Rebecca Zlotowski. On Saturday they will screen an international comedy, The Grand Budapest Hotel, which was made in US and Germany in 2014 by director Wes Anderson. And at Children Film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. we can see comedy horror Gremlins, made in USA in 1984 by director Joe Dante. And later on at Cine Club they will screen Charulata, which was made in India in 1964 by director Sanya Jit Rai. And the mother wrote, "As we progress and purify ourselves of our egoism, our friendship with the divine becomes more and more clear and conscious." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on oroville.org.